is the place to be. Fun living is the life for me. Land spreading out so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Goodbye, city life.
Green Acres, we are there.
Claimed that the men in the spacecraft waved at him as they flew over his car, the sheriff arrested him on a plain drunk charge. WPIXL-TV Farm Weather Report is next. We take you now down to our weather station high atop Bewley's Car Wash in the heart of downtown Pixley. Now, as you can see, our weather station shows that the little old lady has come out of her house with her umbrella, which forecasts heavy rain in the next 24 hours. The opinions expressed by the little old lady are hers and do not necessarily reflect the views of this station.
I don't believe it.
And now back to our early morning movie featuring Faye Ray and that spine-chilling feature.
Who was that nice little old lady standing outside her door with the umbrella?
She's the weather report, the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of.
Who lives in the other door?
I don't know. Some little old man. When the little old lady doesn't come out, he comes out.
Don't they ever come out together?
Only in case of a tidal wave. It's impossible. I tune in to get the weather report to find out if I can plant my tomatoes, and they shove a little old lady out of the house under an umbrella there and tell you it's going to rain.
They used to do that in the old country, but with the gypsies.
Lisa.
They would shove out the gypsy queen in a bathing suit, and if she turned blue, you knew it was cold.
Boy.
One year, she turned green. That was the year when the locusts came and ate big holes in the tambourine.
Lisa, I've got enough trouble. If I'm going to plant some tomatoes, I've got to find out what the weather's going to be for the next couple of weeks.
Well, I think you could trust the little old lady. She looked pretty honest to me. Of course, I didn't see the little old man who lives next door.
Lisa, would you do me a favor?
What?
Tune the set on to Faye Ray again, will you? I want to see how she's making out with King Kong.
I saw it. She gets away from him.
Well, watch it again and make sure. I'm worried about her.
Oh, you're such a nice man. With all your troubles, you still worry about Faye Ray.
Are these the longest doors you got, Sam?
They're the only ones you got, Newt.
You sure this slick is waterproof?
It's got a waterproof label, ain't it, Fred?
I don't care nothing about the label being waterproof. What about the slicker?
It'll shed water like a duck.
I'm gonna need a pair of oarlocks, too.
I'm all out.
Well, good morning, gentlemen.
Morning, Mr. Douglas. The slickers are right here. The life preservers are on the wall, and the sandbags are in back.
What?
Sam's all out of oarlocks.
I don't want any oarlocks.
You better get plenty of canned goods and put up on your roof. You never know how long I'm going to be up there before the helicopter comes.
What are you fellas talking about?
Mildred. You want the slicker, or don't you?
Well,
Who's Mildred?
The lady on the weather report.
Oh. You mean that stupid little old lady with the umbrella on TV?
Mr. Douglas, ain't you got no respect for motherhood?
You better get yourself some foul weather gear, Mr. Douglas.
Yeah, when Mildred comes out of the umbrella, you better run for high ground.
You can't be serious.
Well, Mildred's never been wrong yet.
Mr. Drucker, I came to see about those tomato plants I ordered.
Oh, yeah, I got the bill of lading right here. They're on a train up in Pixley.
Uh-huh. When'll they be here?
As soon as they get the bridge fixed.
The bridge out?
No, but it will be.
Mildred's forecasting a real beaut this time.
There's no rain in sight.
What about my tomato plants?
They'll be much safer up in Pixley.
Yeah, no sense planting them and then watching them float downstream.
Gentlemen, look out the window. See how bright the sun is. There's not a cloud in the sky.
That's the way it looked just before the Johnstown flood.
I give up.
Big monkey on top of the Empire State Building with Freire in one hand and hanging on with the other and...
What are you talking about?
You told me to watch and see what happened to Freire. She was all right.
Oh, good. Em!
After the movies, I saw the little old lady again. This time, she had a raincoat on with her umbrella.
Fine. Em! What are you made up for?
The drought.
What is a drought?
Dry weather.
But the little old lady said that...
Will you forget the little old lady?
Yeah, she ain't reliable. I take all my weather from Walter.
Walter?
WTBZF, singing weatherman.
The singing?
You should have heard him this morning. Singing up a storm for a drought. How's that go again? Oh, yeah. The little old lady may have come out, but Walter's taking odds on a big, long drought.
That's very pretty.
Yeah, he writes all his own lyrics. He's kind of the urban Berlin of the weathermen.
Yeah, we've got to go to Pixley to pick up the tomato plants. Now, take that stupid outfit off.
Pixley's a pretty big town. I ought to wear something.
That is right. He might get arrested for indecent explosion.
If he does, I'll bail him out.
You won't have to bail. Walter says there won't be no water.
Get dressed!
Yes,
have you got my tomato plants aboard?
Yes, sir. They're in the baggage car.
Uh-huh. When are you going to get them into Hooterville?
Right after the storm.
There ain't going to be no storm.
Mildred said it's going to rain.
Walter said it's going to drought.
I don't care what Walter said. I'm not risking the train on a washed-out bridge, see?
The only thing that's going to wash out a bridge is a sandstorm. Wait, fellas. All I want is to get my tomatoes planted.
You can't plant your tomatoes in a cloudburst.
It isn't going to rain.
Good for you, Mr. Douglas. You're a Walter man.
No, I'm
you
not.
See, Charlie? He's finally showing a little sense.
Very little. Anybody that goes for a Walter prediction is a bird brain.
I don't go for a Walter prediction. I just want my tomato plants.
I'll get them for you.
Hold it!
Carly, let him...
Mr. Douglas, we're doing this for your own good. Your tomato plants will be nice and dry inside the coach.
The heat in there are with them.
Are you going to take my tomato plants to Hooterville?
No, sir.
If I get a truck, will you help Eb load them?
No, sir. I ain't going to get no sunstroke.
Will you?
No, sir. I can't swim.
All right. Eb and I will load them ourselves. Eb! Walter.
Mildred.
Take a fella raindrop.
Oh, that's sunburn lotion.
Floyd Smoot, you're a stubborn fool.
And that goes double for me.
Howdy, Mr. Douglas.
Hi, Mr. Haney. I'm pretty busy today.
Oh, don't let me bother you. What you doing?
Well, what does it look like I'm doing?
Well, it looks like you're prospecting for ants, but that's wrong, ain't it?
I'm planting.
Planting? Mr. Douglas, this is your lucky day.
That remains to be seen.
This is just what you need. The eighth wonder of the world, the Haney Automatic Soybean Planter.
Well, it so happens that I'm planting tomatoes.
Tomatoes? Mr. Douglas, you just had another lucky day. There it is, the ninth wonder of the world, the Haney Automatic Tomato Planter.
The ninth wonder of the world looks exactly like the eighth.
To the naked eye, yes, but there is a marked difference.
Like what?
One is for tomatoes and the other's for soybeans.
I'm not,
Mr. Douglas, you are looking at the answer to every farmer's prayer, a mechanized wetback.
Not interested.
Then I'll be glad to explain to you just how it works.
I don't...
You'll notice that the front of the machine has an automatic hole digger, which operates on the same theory as a dentist drill. It drills a hole exactly 2 7/8 inches deep, which is the ideal depth recommended by tomato planters all over the world.
Mr. Haney.
Once the hole is dug, the drill automatically trips a lever that releases the tomato plant to slip through the chute and down into the already dug 2 7/8 inches hole. Now, you've got to admit that this machine is a mechanical marvel.
I'm sure it is.
Then I can count on you for financial backing to build one.
Build one?
Well, how else are we going to know if it only works on the shade?
You mean all you've got is a drawing?
Well, all Edison had was a light bulb and a feeling he ought to have something to plug it into. How much can I put you down for?
Nothing.
You mean you're going to continue planting the old-fashioned way on your hands and knees?
That's right.
How about a pair of foam rubber knee pads?
No, thanks.
A bottle of liniment for your sure-to-be sore back?
Nope.
How about some weather insurance?
No, Weather insurance?
You almost answered too quick there.
What do you mean, weather insurance?
You can insure your crops against any and all kinds of weather.
Well, no, I might be interested in that. How much is it?
Well, would you be wanting $1 or $2?
A doll?
Genuine West Indies voodoo dolls. Perfect weather insurance. Now, this is the Mildred Hexer, and this is the Walter Jinxer. Just a few pins in the right places, and you can put the weather wherever you want it.
Do you happen to have a Haney Hexer?
No, I don't believe I do.
Oh, that's too bad. Then I'll have to start sticking the pins in you personally.
I'm on my way.
Aren't they beautiful?
Yes, but where are the tomatoes?
Well, they're not grown yet. I just planted them.
Oh, the tomatoes grow right on top of the plants?
No. First the plants have to grow into the vines.
Oh, the tomato vines?
Yeah.
But I always thought that all vines come from grapes.
What?
They have red vines and white vines.
You mean wine.
Vines is what they grow on, like your tomatoes are going to grow on vines.
Please, Lisa, I'd like to get into a hot tub and into bed. I'm pretty tired.
There's going to be a full moon tonight.
Yeah. That goes to show how much that little old lady knows and that Walter.
Ain't Mr. Douglas gonna have supper?
No, he went to bed without it. He was tired.
You ought to give him some of that dessert you made. That'll put a little life into him.
Yes, maybe it would. Oliver! Oliver!
What?
I'm glad you're awake.
Huh?
I brought you dessert.
I don't want any dessert.
But it's a surprise. Do you have a match?
What do you need a match for?
Oh, here is one.
What's that?
Grab Suzette.
Grab Suzette?
I took a hot cake and I lit it.
Burn the house down?
But you always used to like French cooking.
I'd like to get some sleep. I'm tired.
Oliver.
What?
Do you mind if I watch television?
No! But keep the sound down!
As you can see, the little old lady has gone back into her house. The little old man has come out of his house to look for the little old lady to tell her to put away her umbrella. It's not going to rain. Now, there's fair weather ahead. We remind you that the opinions expressed by the little old man and the little old lady are opinions of their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of this station.
Turn that thing off.
Darling, did you hear what they said about the little old man? It's going to be fair. There's going to be no rain.
But I don't need him to tell me that. That's what I've been saying all day.
Do you want me to turn on the radio and see what Walter is singing about?
Just let me sleep!
Oliver! Why don't these days you're going to be a little man and you'll come out of your own house and nobody's going to look at you because you're such a grouch.
And that will be the happiest day of my life. Yes.
So am I. Only a girl.
Yeah, I noticed that.
How come I've never seen you before?
Well, we're not supposed to be out here together.
Are you a thing for the Weather Bureau?
No, I'm not.
Any connection with Bewley's car wash?
No.
Are you related to Fay Wray?
I think you better go back in the house.
I can't. It's going to rain.
No, it's going to be clear and colder. That's why I'm out here.
Well, then I guess I better go in. Where do you think you're going?
Well, it's getting chilly out here. I thought...
You're not going to give me that stale line about checking my barometer.
No, it's just that it's cold.
It's going to get a lot colder. Bye.
It's cold. It's cold. It's cold.
Lisa, you got all the blanket.
Oh, it's freezing.
So am I.
Freezing? There's frost all over the ground. My tomato plants.
Come on, hurry up.
I'm coming.
What's the matter?
There's frost.
There can't be. Walter the weatherman didn't sing up a frost.
I don't care what Walter the weatherman sang up. The temperature's dropped. The little plants are going to freeze. I'll lose my whole crop. Come on.
What are we going to do?
We're going to pull them out of the ground, put them back in the flats, and get them in where it's warm. Hurry up.
Did you get them all?
Yes.
Are they all frozen?
Not half as much as me.
Hey, don't stand in front of the fire.
But I'm freezing.
Chop some more wood.
Do you realize I'm on triple overtime?
Will you chop the wood? That's what you get for depending on a couple of senile old characters in a Swiss chalet for your weather.
Are they entitled to goof?
Not with my tomatoes, they aren't.
Are they all right? You can plant them tomorrow, if it doesn't rain.
I don't plant them until I get an accurate weather report. Now, come on to bed.
Mr. Douglas?
What's the matter?
Mr. Douglas, I hate to say this. Well, I don't hate to say it. I have to say it.
Say what?
Okay, what? There, I said it. Now you know the worst. No, not the worst. The worst is that somebody sneaked into your field in the middle of the night and stole all your tomato plants.
Mr. Kimball.
Yeah, there's nothing out there but 600 holes and a bunch of disappointed weeds.
Come on in.
Oh, you got your tomato plants back. Who had them?
I did.
Then why did you report them stolen?
I didn't. I brought them in last night because of the frost.
I don't think that was a very smart move.
Well, what would you have done?
About what?
The sudden cold snap.
Oh, I would have gotten another blanket.
Tomato plants are not as smart as you.
Tomatoes are the dumbest of all plants. You know their IQ is hardly above what a six-year-old child's is?
Then I'm glad I brought them in.
Well, you never should have planted them knowing there was going to be a cold snap.
How am I supposed to know that? The nut on television is predicting rain. The numbskull on the radio is singing a song about the drought. Isn't there anybody around here can give you accurate weather information?
Of course. If you want fast, accurate, up-to-the-minute weather information, you just pick up the phone and call me, and I'll give you the latest scientific forecast.
You have a weather station?
No, an almanac.
You go by...
Richard Poores, founded and written by Franklin Benjamin. I found the almanac to be almost infallible. Well, not almost, and not infallible. It's usually right some of the time. Now, here's what it says for last night. Salads are made, salads are tossed. Don't plant tomatoes because of the frost.
The almanac predicted the frost last night?
What does it say about today?
Today's the day for hunting grouse, so get your tomatoes out of the house.
Well, I guess you know what to do now.
Yes, I do. But there's a law against it.
Well, I guess I better be going.
Yeah, you'd better.
Oh, if I see the sheriff, I'll tell him to keep an eye out for your tomato plants.
Oliver, I just saw TV, and guess what's going on high atop of Bewley's car wash? The little old man came out wearing earmuffs and snowshoes, and the little old lady was in her house fixing hot cocoa, which means it's going to be a big snowstorm.
I see. Now, yesterday they predicted rain, we had a frost. Today they're...
Mr. Douglas, I just heard Walter, the weatherman. The drought's over.
Good.
But there's a hailstorm on its way.
I see. Now, we've got snow predicted and hail. So based on yesterday's prediction of rain and or drought, it's safe to say that today should be fair and warmer. Get the tomato plants back in the ground.
Here you are, darling.
Not one at a time.
I'm sorry, Newt. I can't exchange those oars for snowshoes.
How about this liquor? Can I turn it in for a Mackinac?
But Mildred said that...
How are you, gentlemen? Oh, Mr. Douglas, would you like to buy a pair of oars?
No, thanks.
How about a guaranteed waterproof slicker?
All I want is some stakes for my tomato plants.
You ain't gonna plant them again.
We've already started.
But it's gonna snow tonight.
Or hail.
Not according to my information. I called the United States Weather Bureau in Washington, and I got the latest weather report for this region. The long-range prediction is warm weather from now on.
It is?
Well, I guess they ought to know. They got all them big buildings in Washington. I'm going home right now and start planting.
Me too.
Now you're making sense.
Let's hope you are.
What's that?
Emma.
Mr. Davis! Open up!
Mr. Ziffel. I wonder what's wrong.
Oh, it's chilly. But,
what's the matter?
Can we come inside and talk?
Freezing.
You're freezing?
Well, yeah, come on in.
Mr. Douglas, we're in big trouble.
Yeah, especially you.
The thermometer's down to 30.
And still falling.
We've been planting all day on your say-so.
No, it wasn't my say-so. It's the United States Weather Bureau. Oh, my poor tomato plants.
What are we going to do?
Hello, dear.
Evening, ma'am.
Darling, what's going on?
Well, there's another frost.
Our crops are going to freeze.
Well, why don't you use one of those things Bob Hope always makes jokes about? Smudge pots.
No, we ain't got no smudge pot.
If you fellas are cold, I'll make you something warm to eat.
No, they don't want it. Oh, yes, they do.
Gentlemen, our crops are saved.
Darling, here's another batch.
Yeah, but it ain't coming out even. We got more Suzettes than we have pots.
Well, throw them on the ground and light them.
Yes, sir.
Oh, darling, Mr. Ziffel came back for another batch, but Mr. Kyle, he didn't.
Ah, well, I don't think he'll be back tonight.
Why not?
He ate one.
Oliver, there is no way to talk to a woman who just saved you crops.
Yes, you did. And in years to come, on cold nights when the frost is covering the ground, people are sitting around their fireplaces, they'll tell the story of Lisa Douglas, the woman who single-handedly gave the whole valley heartburn.
Thank you.
has been a Filmways presentation, darling.
Thank you.